Now, friends, if you have turned to the 55th chapter of Isaiah, we'll begin there. Now, you will recall that there is a sequence of events here in Isaiah, as in all the books of the Bible, including Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, which we have seen tells a story, and it is not quite fair to the Word of God or to the writer of any book of the Bible to lift out a chapter. It's not fair to lift out a verse of Scripture and pay no attention to its context as to the meaning of it. Now, in the 53rd chapter, we saw the gospel. We saw a Savior that was dying for the sins of mankind. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. That is the picture that's presented there. Now, in chapter 55, we have God's very gracious and global invitation of salvation. And the last chapter, 54, confined it to the nation Israel. They were given the first opportunity. And I think that's what Paul meant when he said that the gospel was to the Jew first and then to the Greek or to the Gentile. It does mean he has top priority today, and he shouldn't have bottom priority either, but he's on the same par as everyone else today. But he did receive it first. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, preached to an all-Jewish congregation. It wasn't a Gentile in the lot at all. Now this invitation goes out to the world, and that makes it remarkable because there have been very few religions or religious leaders that have had a global view. They have not had a world view at all. But notice here that we see the work of the suffering servant in chapter 53 makes possible now the offer of salvation to a lost world in this chapter. And here the invitation is extended to the entire world. And Paul could say, as we've already quoted this in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now, we find that it's a worldwide, global gospel, and we find here that there is one condition on which men are to receive it. And we're going to see that here in just a moment. This is not, and it reveals, it's not a mechanical offer that's locked up in the airtight compartment of God's election, but it rests upon the free-flowing will of each hearer. He's urged, yea, he's commanded to seek the Lord.